papers. They're done. They've made their contacts. Sindhu can take over. He has a higher reputation.
Another of those little oddities about Narayan and his cronies. They had their own hidden caste system, based on what I couldn't tell. Narayan was the man of most respect here. Broad, stolid Sindhu ran a close second.
Send them. If we have spies everywhere, why haven't I gotten any information?
There's nothing to report that isn't common knowledge, except that there's a lot of disaffection among Jah's men. A third might defect if you offered to enlist them. Jah's been doing some talking about you, ignoring your duties as a wife because you won't commit suti or go into isolation, as befits a Shadar woman. He's working on a dozen schemes, but none of our friends are in his closest councils.
Kill him,
Blade said, and Sindhu nodded.
Why?
A political victory would be better long range.
You don't let the serpent strike if you know where he lies in wait. You destroy him.
A simplistic solution with a certain appeal. It could have a big impact if we took him out where he seemed least vulnerable, and at the moment I didn't feel patient enough to spin out a long game.
Agreed.
But with finesse. Do we have good enough friends over there to let us sneak into camp?
Close enough, Narayan admitted. There'd be a question of timing, so the friends would be on duty.
Set it up. What about other enemies? Jah's just the most obvious because he's right here. There'll be more in the north.
It'll be handled, Narayan promised. When there are men and time. We have too much work and too few hands.
Right, but I felt good about my prospects. No one else was doing as much or pushing as hard. I asked, can we get any closer to the Radisha and her pet wizard, Smoke? Are Swan and Mather devoted allies of the Radishas?
Devoted?
Blade said.
No, but they've given their word, more or less. They won't turn unless the woman turns on them first.
Something to consider. Maybe they could be misdirected, though that would work against me if they found out.
Offered places in my camp and safety from reprisals, 200 of Jahamaraj Jah's men defected. Another 50 just deserted and disappeared. Several hundred of the other fugitives enlisted the same day the Shadar came over. I got the impression the Radisha wasn't pleased. Nearly 100 Guni women walked into the fire the same day. I heard my name cursed from that side of the river. I went over and spoke to a few women. We had no basis for communication. Smoke was at the fortress gate when I recrossed the ford. He smirked as I passed. I wondered how much the Radisha would miss him. There are times when you wonder about the self hidden from yourself. I certainly did as Narayan, Sindhu, and I stole toward the Shadar cavalry camp. I was excited. I was eager. I was drawn as a moth to flame. I told myself I was doing this because I had to, not because I wanted it. It wasn't a pleasure. Jah's malice had called this down upon him. Narayan's friends had confirmed that Jah planned to grab the Radisha and me and make it look like I'd carried her off. How he figured he could get to me, I don't know. I guessed his plan included me murdering the Radisha, thus eliminating her brother's spine, then being a good girl who committed suti with assistance. So I was moving first, earlier than I'd wanted. Narayan exchanged whispered passwords with a friendly sentry who turned blind